3.
Welcome to Working Musicians, a feature of theworkingmusician.com. My name is Roger Z. I'm your host today. We've got a very special show with guitarist extraordinaire Ron Miro. Say hello, Ron.
Hi.
That's your cue to speak.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, Ron, I've seen you around for years at various Westchester spots.
Jams and...
At the jams and stuff. You're a guitar player, and now you're actually leading a bunch of jams. You want to talk about the jams that you're involved in now?
Well, I'm not exactly leading them. I'm in the house band in a few of them with Nicky Armstrong. We have one at Tappan, New York, at the Tappan Club Pub, and that's 51 Route 301. It's on a Thursday night. It starts at 8 o'clock till about 1, 2 in the morning, and it's a $5 cover and a $5 minimum to cover expenses. And we just started it up last week, and it was really successful. We had a lot of people show up, a lot of fellows from Westchester, a lot of people from Bergen County, and Rockland. So it was a lot of fun. And then the other one we do on the third Wednesday of every month is at Club Groove on West 3rd and McDougal. And that starts at 9, and Nikki also hosts that.
That's Manhattan.
Greenwich Village, West Village.
Now, the Tappan Pub, that's about the third name of it that I've heard in the past two or three years.
Great little place. Great place with a big room in the back that we do the jam in. There's a great stage, a nice sound system.
Used to be run by a band called Stir Fried.
Did it? Really? Okay.
Yes. Grateful Dead kind of cover band. It's an interesting place. It's easy to get to, but easy to get lost coming
right.
Home. Always reminds me of Hoboken. You ever play in Hoboken?
Yes, I have. I've gone to that gym in Hoboken on Saturday afternoon.
Right, Scotland Yard.
Scotland Yard, right.
I lived in Jersey for 7 years, and I could always get to Hoboken, but I could never get home the same way. Every time leaving was an adventure. So that's awesome. So you're working with Nikki a lot.
Pretty much, yeah. Nikki, and I work with a... band down the shore, Christian Rex and the Hooligans. That Christian Rex is a piano player, and we have Elmo Lawson on bass. Joe Pedio sometimes plays drums with us, and J.P. Patrick on sax, and yours truly on guitar.
And where? What town exactly?
We do a lot of work in South Jersey. Exit 105. What is it? Mawa? Manawa.
Okay.
Wait, that's the name of it.
Now, that's a schlep for you. You're living up in Connecticut these days.
Yeah, New Milford.
New Milford.
I played in Asbury Park with Nikki yesterday. It took me about 3 hours to get home.
3 hours because of traffic or just 3 hours?
3 hours and traffic, too, at the bridge.
And what did you play yesterday?
Right on the boardwalk in Asbury Park.
Cool. What is Asbury Park like now?
They're fixing it up. It's coming back. And we were in Bruce Springsteen country. We passed the Stone Pony, and
is that still open?
It's still open.
Cool.
Rock and roll history.
Cool. Now you have an interesting array of guitars. Most of the time, I either see you with the Tele that you have here today, or I see you with your black Les Paul.
Okay. My favorite is actually this Tele. It's the real working guitar for me.
Tell me a little bit about it.
Okay, it's a 51 no-caster relic.
What is a no-caster relic?
Okay, in 1951, Gretsch had a patent on the name Broadcaster for their drums and banjos. So they sent a little letter to Leo Fender saying you better drop that name, Broadcaster. And
the American way. So
at that point he clipped when they were putting the decals on the headstocks, they clipped the word Broadcaster off, so all the guitar aficionados like myself refer to them as no casters and then he came up with the name Telecaster. You know, I guess the beginning of TV was coming in at that point.
What's special about this guitar?
This guitar, I don't know, I just love it. It just sounds so great. It feels great for me. It's as close as I'm going to get to a real one without paying $50,000 for one, because that's about what they're going for.
Where did you, how did you come by it?
Well, it was in Austin Music for about 2 years, and I just kept looking at it and looking at it, and one day I tried it and said, this is it, this is, you know.
Now, you grew up in Yonkers, correct?
No, Mount Vernon.
Mount Vernon.
Born and raised, 42 years.
Okay. But recently you moved up to Milford, Connecticut.
New Milford, Connecticut.
Okay. There's a big music scene up in New Milford. I know a bunch of clubs up there. Have you checked out the local scene?
Yes, I have.
I know there's 59 Bank Street.
Right. Elizabeth's, I believe, just closed, actually.
Oh.
I think they're going to refurbishing it.
Okay. You play any up there? Or?
No, I don't. I just mostly play down here. Because I'm still really new up there, so I don't really know too many people in the Danbury area. So
now you have that the joy of the commute to the gig.
Well, when I work down here, I usually stay in the Bronx. I have a place I stay in the Bronx. My mother-in-law.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Tell me about your Les Paul. What kind of Les Paul is that?
It's a 57 reissue. It's a historic, which is, it's made very accurate, very close to the real one.
What kind of pickups on it?
Okay, they have, burst buckers that were put in that guitar. It's a new pickup that Gibson came out with that they're putting in all the historic Les Pauls. And 335s and the S175s and all that.
Now how many pickups on that Les Paul?
Two. I bought the two pickup version.
Okay, because I know Frampton made famous
three pickup version. Right.
You like playing?
Sure.
Why don't we grab our axes? You put the microphone there. Okay, nice. Okay, so we're just going to jam a little bit on some grooves.
Okay.
Why don't we start with that?
Should we get a balance?
Thank you.
tribute to Burton there.
Cool. Excellent. So let's get back to our standard questions.
Okay.
Desert Island, all CDs, right. What would you bring?
All right. I know the last time I said Bloomfield, kind of changed my heart a little bit.
Who would you bring?
I was talking about this with a friend of mine yesterday. Funny that you asked. I was thinking maybe Miles Davis, Kind of Blue. I think it's just a great album. It's like one of the best jazz albums ever recorded.
A modal jazz album.
Just there's so much on that album.
Probably cool. Dance. Anything else?
The White Album, of course. That's a great album.
The Beatles White Album.
Yeah. Again, it's just a variety of different styles. And
I was thinking about the Beatles. And the Beatles kind of did the same thing that the Doors did. But the Doors opted out of it for a little while. They basically, the Beatles, it didn't matter if Paul wrote it or John wrote
right.
it. It got that tag, a Lennon McCartney
right.
song.
And what an incredible body of work that they've left behind.
I know, but it's interesting because I did some research on Hide Your Love Away,
mm-hmm.
which came out on Help.
Right.
But when I was a kid growing up, the Beatles didn't have the hit on it.
Right.
And I was trying to explain to a friend of mine that another group had the hit on it, and I went to the internet and I looked it up, and they said the group that had the hit was the Silky.
The Silky, yes.
But that's not who I remember. Right. It's not that I remember someone, I just remember that's not
right.
it. Well, maybe it wasn't. But it was interesting because on the internet it said John wrote that all by
right.
himself.
Yeah.
But he had a share of the credit.
Sure.
And then yesterday was all Paul.
It was all Paul. I think the other album I would bring along is Ball by 12, Jeff Beck.
Interesting.
Great. I think that's his best.
See, now I'm thinking
he's ever done it.
I would bring Some Girls by the Rolling Stones.
Okay.
And I might bring Let It Bleed.
Okay. Pet Sounds is another one, which is a pinnacle album.
Well, if I was going to bring the Beach Boys, I would bring their, 30 greatest hits.
Right.
I have Pet Sounds, and it's an interesting album because it's the whole album
right.
mono, then the whole album stereo.
Okay, right.
But I recently got this record, Sounds of Summer, which was, they originally put out Endless Summer.
Right.
And then they redid it, and I guess they added a few extra tunes. Because originally it was a double record.
Yeah.
Now it's a single CD with
right.
even more tunes
right.
on it. Which is an interesting thing because I review CDs, and sometimes I feel artists put too much on a CD.
Right.
They don't know how to edit themselves.
Right. It's true. That happens.
And actually today I was listening to The Crown of Creation by Jefferson Airplane.
Mm-hmm.
An old album, and they re-released it, and to get you to buy it again, they throw like three extra songs.
Three extra tracks on the bonus tracks, right, they call it.
Right. But today, I got to the bonus tracks, and I just cut it off.
Yeah.
Sometimes the bonus tracks are good, sometimes
they're not.
Yeah.
It's like Jimi Hendrix smash hits. They threw it when the CD came out, they put about four or five extra songs on it, too.
It's really interesting
right.
because his greatest hits album
right.
has gone through. Smash Hits was the original.
Right.
Then they came out with like a greatest hits.
Right.
But they swapped songs on it.
Right.
Because I originally bought it, and then I bought it again, and there were different songs
right.
on it. It was weird.
Now he's not here to stop it. That's what the problem is.
Well, his sister, his half sister, is in charge now.
Right.
Okay, so you're gonna. They're going to put together a tribute concert for you at Madison Square Garden, okay? So it's like the concert for Bangladesh. We can bring lots of different people up. Would you like Jeff Beck to be
yes,
in the
I
band?
Yes, I would, of course.
So you're not afraid to trade licks with Jeff?
No, not at all.
Okay. Who else would play with you?
Well,
and you can
if
put
we're getting the best,
stuff.
Might as well get Eric Clapton, too.
Okay.
If Roy Buchanan were still here? Yeah, Roy Buchanan.
Yeah, like I said in the question,
okay.
You can bring anybody
Bloomfield,
back.
Mike Bloomfield, Wes Montgomery, you name it. I have so many favorite players.
Well, go on.
So
well,
many
what
guys that I really love a lot.
Okay.
Kenny Gatton. Yeah. A lot of country players. Roy Nichols from Merle Haggard's band. Great player. James Burton, a country player. Very good.
From Elvis.
From Elvis. Actually, from Ricky Nelson. Susie Q, first song he did. He was 15 when he recorded that.
So who would play bass, drums, and keyboards?
Oh.
Or would you rotate a bunch of them?
I'd have to rotate. I have a lot of favorite bass players. Paul McCartney, for one. James Jamerson, of course. Jerry Jamont. Jack Bruce. Felix Pappalardi. A lot of guys that I really like.
It's funny, because Felix and Jack played small-scale basses.
Right.
They played those little Gibson basses.
CBOs, right? Singers, you know, Felix Cavalieri. Speaking of Felix's,
the Rascals
from the neighboring, he's from Pelham.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not Mount Vernon.
No, it's close. It's close.
A little upscale from Mount Vernon.
Yeah, a little bit. It's a great town, Mount Vernon. I still love it. One of those days.
I taught at Westchester Community College there for 2 or 3 years at Mount Vernon
on Fifth Avenue. Right?
Yeah.
Right.
They've been redoing the center fountain there for 3 years.
I think they got it done.
Really? They finally paid the right person off? Because I'd go there and there'd be no work done.
Right.
It's like you go there day after day, no work done. But you'd see inspectors there.
I remember when they tore up the original one. It was one 30 years ago that they tore up with the Spanish-American War soldier there. That's
very true. Okay, so singers, we got Felix. Who else?
Oh, Dion.
Dion
DiMucci. The Belmonts.
I'm the kind of guy.
Sam Cooke, another favorite singer of mine. McCartney, great singer. McCartney has like 8 different voices, if you ever noticed.
Have you heard his new record?
Yes, I have.
Do you like it?
Yes, very nice. Very good.
It's interesting.
My daughter just bought that for me last week.
Oh, really?
She came home with it. I thought you'd like this. I said, sure.
I heard an interview with him. I mean, he's really trying to sell this record,
right,
which I respect. I mean, he's going, doing every radio show. And he actually left, you know, Capital EMI because
right,
he felt they didn't know how to promote an right, older guy.
Right.
So he met with this guy from Starbucks who basically swore that he knew how to do it.
Right.
He knew how to sell it. He was going to sell it. And they must be doing something right, because it's number 3.
Oh, it's Paul McCartney.
Yeah, but his last few albums didn't move.
Really?
So who would play drums for you?
Oh, Ginger Baker, I like to watch. John Bottom. So it's like, I love Led Zeppelin. I also love soul music, too. I like Al Jackson from the Stax days. I also like Bernard Purdy. And I have another drummer, Bernard Davis, who's a friend of mine. He played with us at the Mexicali Blues Jam for a long time.
Right, I've played with
Bernard.
With...
He's such a great drummer. He's a local guy from the Bronx.
Do you know the Crossroads DVD with Eric Clapton?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's Randy Jackson playing the drums with John Mayer.
Right.
And they do that like 5-minute interlude, which is just kills me.
Right.
Just awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Female singers, I'd have Nikki, of course.
Nikki Armstrong.
Yeah. Well, that's Joplin. Yeah.
So this is going to be a real all-star show.
Real all-star show.
Anyone under the age of 50? Aside from you and me, of course.
I'm a little over 50.
Anyway, I want to thank you for coming down.
You're quite welcome.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Okay.
Cool.
Well,